Passage 3. When a new movement in art attains a certain fashion, it is advisable to find out what its advocates are aiming at. For, however far-fetched and unreasonable their principles may seem today, it is possible that in years to come they may be regarded as normal. With regard to futurist poetry, however, the case is rather difficult. For whatever futurist poetry may be, even admitting that the theory on which it is based may be right, it can hardly be classed as literature. This, in brief, is what the futurist says. For a century, past conditions of life have been conditionally speeding up. Till now, we live in a world of noise and violence and speed. Consequently, our feelings, thoughts, and emotions have undergone a corresponding change. This speeding up of life, says the futurist, requires a new form of expression. We must speed up our literature, too, if we want to interpret modern stress. We must pour out a large stream of essential words, unhampered by stops or qualifying adjectives or finite verbs. Instead of describing sounds, we must make up words that imitate them. We must use many sizes of type and different colored inks on the same page, and shorten or lengthen words at will. Certainly, their descriptions of battles are confused, but it is a little upsetting to read in the explanatory notes that a certain line describes a fight between a Turkish and a Bulgarian officer on a bridge off which they both fall into the river, and then to find that the line consists of the noise of their falling and the weights of the officers. Pluff, pluff, 185 kilograms. This, though it fulfills the laws and requirements of futurist poetry, can hardly be classed as literature. All the same, no thinking man can refuse to accept their first proposition, that a great change in our emotional life calls for a change of expression. The whole question is really this: have we essentially changed?